There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Maybe I'll try that again. I just took my phlegm stuff.
Yeah.
And you would like to have a take on the... No, that's not going to work.
Thanks
okay.
for that update.
Yeah. Okay. Jennifer Horne and Melody Page. Say that again. I did Nolly instead of Molly. Did you know that? Good golly.
I didn't notice that.
It sounded like Melanie to me.
Melanie Molly. All right. Kenny Kessler, can't mistake that. And Rich McFadden along with Doug on the Good Day program. So let's get started by going into the desperation situation. The Nepalese have been sleeping in the open after the aftershock. So, Molly, what's the latest?
Well, rescue efforts continue today, actually, in Nepal, and so do the aftershocks. So many people sleeping outside in the freezing cold. Saturday's earthquake has taken more than 3,000 lives. Some are saying around 3,700 people died in this. Mm. Hospitals in the country are over capacity. There's no electricity. What wasn't knocked out by the earthquake has been turned off for safety reasons. And there's a problem. They don't have any place to put the 3,700 people who have died. Yeah. So the bodies are out in the cold as well. Officials are reporting more than 6,500 have been injured in this, and there was also that avalanche that happened on Mount Everest, taking three American lives.
All right. So here's the take, in a manner of speaking. We are spoiled here in our country. We tend to wrap everything in. Oh, this is how we do it here. So if we had 3,700 dead people, we'd be able to take care of it. And they don't have the tools. They don't even have the equipment. If they had some equipment, they'd dig a big hole and they'd bury all those people in the big hole. They haven't even got that. So they have these rotting corpses all over the place. And instead of handling them with a big hole, what they ought to be doing is just building a big fire and burning them all. That's the crass, crude reality of what you do.
Ladies.
Well, I mean, that's what you do.
It's going to be sicker if they don't do something.
Yeah, there's so
remember
much
Haiti.
Danger in
all
that.
You have to say.
Is this the stuff that comes about as a result? Don't mind the vermin that's around and the things could happen. It just it makes no sense to leave them there. As soon as they're, you know, you send, there have to be some people that can get around to a point. The devastation is more than you can possibly imagine. Jennifer, bring us back to the Northridge quake, which was a 6.7. This was a 7.9. So the Northridge quake, when you were a kid, 1994, mm-hmm. if I remember correctly, what was it like? What did you experience, and how could that equate to what we might put in the picture in our mind about how the people in Nepal deal with this?
The earthquake that I went through was such a strong earthquake that I can't imagine it being all those times worse to make it a 7.9. I can't imagine the shaking any worse than what I experienced. I mean, I had a friend who was sucked into her waterbed because the waterbed split in half and sucked her into it when she was, you know, when she went through it. I don't know. The aftermath was cleanup. You couldn't take a lot of freeways. There was a lot of freeway damage. But, you know, we were lucky when you have you hear these stories about hospitals that can't take it. I mean, things here are built just so much better that even when you have strong shaking like that, I mean, we're still in such a much better position than we would be anywhere else in the world.
Mm-hmm. Well,
it was interesting, though. I didn't go to high school. My whole high school got knocked down. I was out of high school for a couple of weeks because they had to move us. We had to move to San Fernando Mission because the campus was completely destroyed. I mean, there was a lot of destruction.
Do you remember how much it cost to rebuild? Do you remember the numbers that were... That I'm trying to remember. It was in the billions. I do remember that. $4 billion, $4.8 billion.
You had freeways in my neck of the woods. The 118 freeway overpass that you couldn't take for probably 2 years because it actually had separated and shifted down. And there were these images that are like burned into my mind, even though it was so long ago, where there was a motorcycle cop who was patrolling. He was out when this earthquake happened, and he he was stuck on this overpass. Yeah. And I can see it so vividly
in my
mind.
It was like
mind.
A movie.
$20 billion, Doug.
$20 billion. Okay. You know, I can remember seeing a car and a bus for some reason. I don't know why they stick. I mean, I know the area. Northridge is sort of a blue-collar area, would you say? Of Los Angeles?
And yeah, it's a suburb. It's the Valley. Cal State University in Northridge, right. My alma mater is there.
Yeah, it's out not far from where you actually live. And so the picture that I have in my mind, though, is like a movie. It's like Speed, where the bus comes up to the edge of the, it does that jump over. Remember that that scene in the when they hadn't finished the 105? That was actually done. They hadn't finished the 105 when they made that movie. And so that was what they used for this.
For Speed. Movie Speed. So, you know, what's so interesting about an earthquake is that depending on the kind of soil and ground that you're on, you can have such a different experience than your neighbors. I was still living at home, obviously, and at my mom's house, we had some damage, but not a whole lot. We had a few things break. We were pretty lucky. But if you come down the street to my grandmother's house, the house that I live in now, the one that I purchased, she had a ton of damage because they're on whatever that quicksand is down here. So there was just more shifting and moving, and I mean, literally, a couple of miles apart, and you had the difference was astronomical. It was huge.
All right, speaking of Los Angeles, big news this weekend is that the political leaders in Los Angeles, in Venice Beach specifically, have asked that women be allowed to sunbathe nude on the beach.
All in the name of equality.
So they want equality and a more European feel in Venice. The neighborhood council voted 12-2 to approve the recommendation, saying it supports women being afforded the same rights as men to sunbathe topless. Council also noted that Venice Beach, known for its boardwalk and shops and offbeat sort of character, and when you walk down there, if you never walk down, you get the it's not like anything else.
There were a beach where the topless thing would fly,
it would be there.
Beach. Oh, yeah. Because you're not taking your little kids there anyway. I mean, there are pot shops everywhere, tattooed people, all this kind of
stuff. It was supposed to be designed after Venice, Italy. I'm not sure that it stayed there, in that.
But there are, what's the word? Canals.
Yeah, right. Actually, that
and
part
gangs.
Of it is lovely. I think that's
gangs.
Great. Yeah. Okay, so we have three of us have that experience. I had a house on Venice Beach for a couple of years. It was a wonderful, it was probably the best house I ever owned in Los Angeles. But I slept there 3 nights. I owned it for 2 years. I slept there 3 nights because I couldn't get to sleep because it was a block off of the beach and all of the noise and racket and just the stuff
definitely
going on.
Definitely a party hub.
Yeah, it really is. Yeah. All right, in a moment, we're going to be joined by one of our former co-workers. Kenny Burns now is a reporter in Baltimore, and he's going to bring us up to date on the wake of Mr. Freddie Gray yesterday, the funeral today, and the sort of mayhem that's gone, or at least the news media has reported on the mayhem. I think there are other things going on, so let's see if we can find out what else is going on beside the mayhem. 14 after the hour on Good Day.
Would you wait several days for your cell phone to fully charge? Would you wait several days to feel the full effect of relief from your nasal congestion? Flonase Allergy Relief Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait several days to feel the full effect? You can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
I had new Belvita breakfast bites this morning. Then what did I do? I got dressed, fed my cat, cut my bangs, wore a hat, got most of my kids to school on time. Took a car to the train, ran to work, missed the rain, saw a sheepdog chase its tail online. Have you seen that video? It's really funny.
Try new Belvita breakfast bites when you're on the go. Made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release 4 hours of steady energy. Share your morning win. Belvita.
Morning win.
This is Larry King from The Throne. I have on the line with me Judy Edwards, who invented the miraculous small toilet stool, Squatty Potty. Judy, first I have to say I love my Squatty Potty. Tell us the circumstances behind Squatty Potty's creation.
Well, Larry, for years I suffered from constipation and hemorrhoids. We discovered that straining is a big part of so many colon and rectal issues. Proper toilet posture can greatly improve these conditions, so that's when we came up with the idea of the Squatty Potty.
I have to admit, when I first heard the name, I chuckled, but it's no laughing matter. Aren't some of these ailments a direct consequence of sitting living on the modern Western toilets?
Yes, they are, because our bodies are designed to squat. The squatty potty aligns your body in the correct natural posture, and the squatty potty is safe and recommended by many doctors.
Give your mom something she can really use for Mother's Day. Give her a squatty potty. Squatty potty is now available nationwide at all Bed Bath & Beyond stores. Or for the best deal, go to squattypotty.com and use the code SPRING, and for a limited time, receive 15% off your entire order. Go to squattypotty.com.
Take it from the king. See why people love their squatty potty and experience relief. Go to squattypotty.com.
16 at the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day program with the reporter Ken Burns. When we say Ken Burns, we say, oh, the guy from PBS? Well,
no, the guy from Doug Steffens, Good Day.
Your uncle. Is he really your uncle?
No, but that never gets old.
No, okay. Well, that's cute. All right, so now he's a television reporter, big time guy. Think of, you'd be nowhere if you hadn't worked here. Do you ever think that?
Every day.
Good for you. Good for you. All right,
good
so
answer.
The Freddie Gray wake yesterday, the foolishness, the shenanigans. What's the? Can you give us some like real news behind the story stuff with the family and how to look at this other than the way the conventional news media is playing it, Ken?
Well, Doug, the first time that we've seen any family members was really Saturday night when the mayor had the press conference and she asked everybody to stop the violence. But before that, their lawyer has been doing most of the talking for the family. And one of the things that the family had asked everyone to do was, particularly the protesters, was keep away. But that did not happen. Some showed up and some caused the traffic jam outside the funeral home.
So, under the circumstances, we all know the mayor is going to call, family's going to say no violence, yada, yada. But the real, there are some people who are angry with cause. And so I'd like to have you dig around a little bit. Is there more information on what happened to him? The theory that he was chained in the car and he didn't have a seatbelt on, that seems to be the last thing that I'd heard. Is there something more since that?
Well, you just jumped across the one part of frustration that virtually every advocate has. There hasn't been that much information, and they're blaming a state law called the Law Enforcement Officers Bill of Rights. And one particular provision is the investigators cannot talk to the officers involved for 10 days. They tried to change that part of the law during the recently ended state session of the General Assembly.
All right, hold on just a second. Let's go back over that again because I'm curious to hear. I've never heard of that law before. I would bet that most people listening have never heard of that law before, and I wonder if that law exists elsewhere. What was the origin of it, first of all, if you know, and what does it actually do?
What I know is the law has been in Maryland for the last four decades, and it's sort of a due process for police officers accused of wrongdoing, and one of the provisions is the investigators looking at the case cannot talk to the officers involved for 10 days.
Why?
Yeah. That's how their law is written.
Yeah, but what is it?
I don't know too much of the origin of the law, Doug, but and this came up before. This is not the first unarmed black person that died in police custody in Baltimore. I want to say this is the third in as many years.
Wow. And they won't let... That's pretty amazing that you cannot talk to the police. No investigation. Nobody can talk to them for 10 days?
No one can talk to them for 10 days. And the advocates, particularly the local advocates, they expressed that concern. There was a guy named Tyrone West. He died after a long foot chase in police custody.
This is a state law.
State law.
What's the, is it the black people feel that this was a direct affront to them because of this sort of thing going on? And is the black population represented well in the state legislature?
It's close on that line. But as far as Baltimore City or the city of Baltimore, the majority of the delegation is black. And you have a strong black, a good number of delegates thanks to one jurisdiction outside of D.C.
All right, that's the story for me here. I don't know how they're going to figure out where the guy forgets half of what went on if there's 10 days of the cooling off period or whatever. It's pretty outrageous. All right, so you did a good job giving us something we didn't know, Ken. Thank you. Ken Burns, that's why. See, he learned that when he was working here for us. Give them what they don't know. Ken Burns, a reporter from television station in Baltimore. Thanks, Kenny, for being here. Good day, 21 after the hour.
positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the 4 keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
Wonder Time on Good Day. This artist only had one top pop single,
but it was a good one.
It was big.
It was a great karaoke.
Called Black Velvet. Who is this lady? 888-302-3684. Number one during this week in 1990. Don't remember this song at all.
You don't?
No. Oh. Nope. Wait, here, wait, just listen.
Here comes the hook right here. Okay, here we go.
Come on, Dougie.
Where'd you like us to go? 888-302-3684 to win.
You do all your paintings in black velvet, right?
Oh, of course.
All that art and the Stephanus.
That's right.
All velvet.
Yeah, right. You win a CD full of one-hit wonders if you can figure out who's singing this tune. 888-302-DOUG. She began writing songs around the age of 9. At 12, she performed with a songwriting group for a Kiwanis Music Festival in Toronto. She began performing solo gigs in Ontario by the time she was 18. She appeared in TV commercials, modeled, styled wardrobe, and worked as a makeup artist as well to pay for her early demo tapes. In 1989, she recorded this song, and it climbed quickly to the top of the Canadian chart, and after that made it on the American pop music scene. ASCAP claimed that it was the most played song on the radio in 1990. That's pretty interesting.
I believe that.
It's funny because I don't remember the song. Took the Grammy Award for Best Female Rock Performance in 1991. She now still is writing and recording new material. She's continued. She had a couple of big hits in Canada, but has never had another top pop single here in the United States. The song called Black Velvet. Crank it up, Richie, a little, will you?
Smoky, sexy.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Love it.
So you like this song, Jin Jin?
Yes, I do love this song.
Molly, you remember this song?
Oh, of course I do.
Everybody does, Dougie.
I heard she had written it about Elvis.
Really?
Oh, really?
Yeah, in an interview I heard with her way back in the day. And it makes sense when you listen to it.
Way back in the day?
Yeah, when the song came out.
Yeah, it came out?
It did. Do you guys remember the video?
I don't remember the video.
No.
First of all, she's beautiful. And she's riding around on a paint horse and bareback.
Really?
And slides off, and she's wearing black leather chaps and jeans while she's singing this song. It's a pretty sexy video.
It says here, co-writer Christopher Ward was inspired on a bus full of Elvis fans riding to Memphis attending the 10th anniversary of the vigil at Graceland to write the song.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. How cool is that? All right, let's see here. I'm going to move over to line 10, Richie, but I've forgotten. I just cleared off everything, so tell me who this is.
That's Eddie.
It's Eddie. Eddie is in Oak Hall, Virginia. Hi, Eddie. Welcome to Good Day.
Hey, thank you.
Yes, sir. You're welcome. You'll thank us more if you have the right answer, because we're going to send you a CD of One Hit Wonders if you know who this is. What's the singer's name?
Alana Miles.
Alana Miles. No, Alana Miles. A-L-A-N-N-A-H. Not related to Alana Morissette either. It's an interesting name. So you heard she was from Canada. You got all the story. What do you remember about your life in 10 seconds from this era?
I used to play music back there then, and I remember that song. It was a big hit song.
Right. So you got it. Did you well. Thank you for the call. Hold on.
Hi, Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. I know you love your cats. If you want your cat to live a long and healthy and happy life, do one thing and one thing only. Keep her inside. Don't allow your cat to wander around outside. She's susceptible to many of the following tragedies. She can get hit by a car. She can ingest a deadly poison like antifreeze or pesticide. What about being trapped by an unhappy neighbor, attacked by roaming dogs, cats, or other wild animals, disease from other animals, becoming lost and unable to find her way home, being stolen, encountering an adult or child with cruel intentions? The bottom line is studies are now being done that indicate that cats that are kept indoors have a much happier, more successful, and much better quality of life. In fact, the average lifespan of a cat that goes outdoors is 3 to 5 years. The average lifespan of a cat that stays indoors is close to 13 to 14 years and even beyond that. So you love your cat. I know you do. The best thing you can do is make sure you keep them inside. I'm Warren Eckstein.
This is Doug Steffen. Get the jump on fleas before they get the jump on you. Cedarside.com's products are made with 100% natural cedar oil and are safe for children, pets, and adults. Cedarside's original organic bug spray repels and kills mosquitoes, fleas, ticks, flies, ear mites, mange, and more. Order some today. Go to Cedarside.com and use coupon code Doug to get free shipping. Or call 800-842-1464. Mention Doug Steffen, Cedarside, for people, pets, and premises.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Hey, Staples guy. I need to promote my new business and do it on budget.
I can make that happen.
Can you print business cards?
Staples can print business cards, brochures, banners.
Pens?
Pens, magnets, luggage tags.
Calendars.
Calendars, sticky notes, lawn signs, and window decals.
What about foam fingers?
What color? Red, yellow, blue.
You had me at yellow.
Make on budget happen. Make getting notice happen. Staples. Make more happen. Now at Staples, get 40% off large banners, posters, and lawn signs.
Offer valid on all large banners, posters, and lawn signs in store and online at 627.15. Discount applied before taxes may not be combined with any other offer. See store staples.com/signs for details.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program is the beginning of the week is upon us. Nice to have you all here with us. Usins include Molly Page and Jennifer Horn and Ken Kessler and Rich McFadden and you, 888-302-3684. You can join us at any time that way. You can send email to any one of us. You can also, at DougSteffen.com, you can also send us a special message, Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day. I found, Kenny, is it me or am I just noticing more
it's
Facebook?
Yes, pretty much.
Baby, it's you. Thank you very much. All right, so from this past weekend, the poll that we always do over the weekend focuses on what has happened during the previous week. And I noticed as we look at the results of the top 10 topics and your response to them, what did you think was most important of the 10 stories last week? 25% of you said the presidential contenders. Let's see here. 16% said the nuclear stuff with Iran. 14% said the amnesty program that released the gang member that went out and, what, killed three people or something? Wasn't that what happened as a result of that? 11% what's going on or had gone on in Yemen. See, I don't really care about... I don't really care. Is that crass for me to say that? I don't give a damn what went on in Yemen. I don't even know... Well, how does that affect anybody other than what I said last week about the military-industrial complex?
It has implications because we're involved. I mean, we sent out nine warships to head over there. I mean, so you...
In harm's way. Men and women in harm's way.
Yeah.
Yeah, I suppose that's... Yeah, okay. All right. There, see? Jennifer's got me thinking in a way that I hadn't thought before.
Take it back.
But it's, everything is global now. I mean, it affects business, which affects our economy, which affects us in the wallet.
Yep.
It affects us at the grocery store. It affects us at the gas pump. It affects us. It's also global now.
Yeah, and, all right.
I mean, if some kind of imam burps.
Imam.
It affects us at the grocery store.
She was my favorite supermodel. She's still married to David Bowie.
Yeah,
Imam.
She is.
I'm going down to Jamaica this weekend. I'll be seeing lots of moms.
Really?
Hey, man.
You have a rum runner while you're down there, Dougie?
I'm going to go down and bring back some marijuana.
You just said that on national radio.
Yeah. Okay. And then giggle about it.
Like I'm going to bring you up. But anybody who knows anything about me knows that would be the last thing I would do.
Yeah, then somebody will be like, hey, man, could you take this back for me? And you'll be like, all right.
Buy flowers for the TSA agents. Ahead of time.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and Fido, who's going to be there smelling up everybody that goes on to the plane. This weekend, the White House Correspondents' Dinner. Jennifer's going to have some of that in the television report, but I thought we would start. There are a number of interesting outtakes, including Molly actually has a story about something that wasn't so funny. But here's the president joking about his legacy.
Fact is, though, at this point, my legacy is finally beginning to take shape. The economy is getting better. 9 in 10 Americans now have health coverage. Today, thanks to Obamacare, you no longer have to worry about losing your insurance if you lose your job. You're welcome, Senate Democrats.
Finally, somebody laughed about Obamacare.
Look, it is true I have not managed to make everybody happy. 6 years into my presidency, some people still say I'm arrogant and aloof, condescending. Some people are so dumb. No wonder I don't meet with them. And that's not all people say about me. A few weeks ago, Dick Cheney says he thinks I'm the worst president of his lifetime. Which is interesting because I think Dick Cheney is the worst president of my lifetime. What coincidence.
That's funny.
It is funny. All right, here is Molly, the story of the reporter who ignored the national anthem, busy texting. What kind of a hoopsie?
Well, she said she was multitasking.
Really?
She had stuff to do.
Really?
Apparently it ignited the social media firestorm because a video showed her texting while everybody had their hands over their hearts and the Star Spangled Banner was playing. Other people standing around her, you know, solemnly. Mm. The woman identified herself as Helena Andrews, a Gossam columnist for the Washington Post, and apparently she says someone saw me on TV texting during the dinner. She says I was taking notes on my phone because it's 2015. She tweeted that, and that caused people to get even more upset.
You're the editor of the Washington Post. Do you fire her?
I don't want to fire anybody.
No. But I mean, in general.
Take away her phone.
I see.
And
okay.
All social media for 3 days for punishment.
Kenny, you got any comments on this? Or what other stuff do we have about the Correspondents' Dinner, if anything, from our Facebook or Twitter fans? Facebook.com/Good Day. Twitter at Good Day.
I don't see anything about the... most of the comments from that go back to Saturday when this happened.
Yeah.
So I don't see anything...
since we weren't here on Saturday, what did they say?
I don't...
Or it doesn't go back. You can't get back?
No, I don't... Yeah.
You can't go back, Dougie.
Really?
I would dump this woman, though. I mean, you're at a White House Correspondents' Dinner.
Pretty embarrassing.
It's pretty embarrassing, and it makes your publication look really bad. And I don't want to fire anybody, but good Lord.
No.
And then, you know what? And instead of, here's the problem that we have with people in this country, is that instead of just saying, oops, sorry, she's got to say, oh, come on, people, it's 2015, I was taking notes. All you have to say is, oops, I made a bad decision, and, you know, just apologize. That's all you have to do. I mean, we've all not paid attention at some point.
Would it have been different had she been taking notes on with a pencil and a pad, taking notes down all the anthem.
Anytime that you can't take if you can't take a minute to just pay attention for a second, I think either whether
instead
it's phone
it was more
or
like,
it's a
pen, oh, here's my paper. Opportunity. I don't have to pay attention now because somebody's not speaking. Here's my opportunity to take some notes.
Yeah. And people are so forgiving. All you have to do is say, sorry, oops, I made a bad judgment call.
And see, here's what plays into the liberal bias that people aim at the Washington Post and others because of things like that that are just, it's an image. That's what it is. It's not necessarily what you do. It's just the image that it conjures up in people's minds mm-hmm. that makes the news media in this place, in this way, seem biased. We know there is a bias.
Images for the media are, it's a bad thing to have, though. I mean, that's bad for the Post.
Not good.
No. I'll tell you what, she was busy on Twitter during this event.
Mm.
She was all over taking pictures of Jane Seymour and Al Roker.
The thought for the day today, American philosopher William James says it best, the art of being wise is the art of knowing what to overlook. Is this something to overlook or not? Me thinks no, but that's me. Kenny, you didn't weigh in on this.
Well, great.
All right, I guess I am right. So, next, the president jokes about what some Republicans are saying about him.
Yeah,
2707,
okay. Yeah. I mean, everybody's got something to say these days. Mike Huckabee recently said, people shouldn't join our military until a true conservative is elected president. Think about that. It was so outrageous, 47 Ayatollahs wrote us a letter trying to explain to Huckabee how our system works. It gets worse. Just this week, Michelle Bachmann actually predicted that I would bring about the biblical end of days. Now, that's a legacy. That's big. I mean, Lincoln, Washington, they didn't do that.
All right, in a minute, as Jennifer gets the TV report, the reason I'm saving this cut for the beginning of the television report is because it takes a shot at MSNBC.
Okay.
All right.
It's not going to be one that's going to send me over, is it?
No.
You'll like it.
Yeah. Okay.
You'll like it.
You need to keep the bugs out of your home and away from your family, and Cedarside has your non-toxic answer. Cedarside.com is the leader in natural and organic pest control solutions. Cedarside's original 100% organic bug spray is a must-have for your home and your family. Harnessing cedar oil to make organic pest control solutions that kill and repel bed bugs, mosquitoes, fleas, ticks, mites, scorpions, roaches, and more. Cedarside has all the products you need to keep your family, your pets, your home, your lawn, insect and chemical free. So my advice is that you go to Cedarside.com and use coupon code Doug, D-O-U-G, for free shipping. Free shipping at Cedarside.com for any one. I have a whole bunch of these things for various things around the farm. It's super stuff, and it is because it is organic pest control. It follows my philosophy of not wanting to have bad stuff around my animals. Call 800-842-1464. Give me that number again, Doug. Okay. 800-842-1464. Use Mother Nature to fight Mother Nature. Go to Cedarside.com or call now. Use the code Doug for free shipping, 800-842-1464.
Are you living with pain? So was Lisa, a brave Marine wounded in Iraq.
After surviving an explosion, I was on horrible painkillers. I tried 1 hour pain relief, and now I'm pain-free all day without dangerous side effects. And it works in less than 1 hour.
Try it free for 1 week and pay only the shipping with no automatic shipments. Call 800-500-1061 right now or visit onehourpainrelief.com. That's 800-500-1061. 800-500-1061.
Would you wait several days for your shower to get hot? Would you wait several days to feel the full effect of relief from your nasal congestion? Flonase Allergy Relief Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait several days to feel the full effect? You can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
Do you need more stamina? Do you need more energy? Do you need to become more mentally aware? Just some of the things that will happen to you when you get on Super Beets, the easiest way to get these natural dietary nitrates that help with your circulation. Get more blood to your muscles, to your brain, to your organs. The benefits of three whole beets and just one teaspoon of Super Beets with no beet taste. I feel confident offering this to you because I take Super Beets every day. It's my new favorite product. How do you get it? You call 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com. Get a 30-day supply free. Comes with your first order and is backed by a money-back guarantee. Also get a free book entitled Beat the Odds. Free shipping on your entire order. You'll love the results you feel with your first free canister. Guaranteed or your money back. Call 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com. Again, that's 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Hey, Staples guy. I need to promote my new business and do it on budget.
I can make that happen.
Can you print business cards?
Staples can print business cards, brochures, banners.
Pens?
Pens, magnets, luggage tags.
Calendars.
Calendars, sticky notes, lawn signs, and window decals.
What about foam fingers?
What color? Red, yellow, blue.
You had me at yellow.
Make on budget happen, make getting noticed happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get 40% off large banners, posters, and lawn signs.
Offer valid on all large banners, posters, and lawn signs in store and online and 627.15. Discount applied before taxes may not be combined with any other offer. See store, staples.com/signs for details.
There was 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels.
Yes. On Saturday Night Live, Sicily impersonates CNN anchor Brooke Baldwin, which is surprising because usually the only people impersonating journalists on CNN are journalists on CNN. ABC is here with some of the stars from their big new comedy, Black-ish. It's a great show, but I have to give ABC fair warning. Being Black-ish only makes you popular for so long. Trust me. There's a shelf life to that thing. As always, the reporters here had a lot to cover over the last year here on the East Coast. One big story was the brutal winter. The polar vortex caused so many record lows, they renamed it MSNBC.
Wow.
Wowzer.
It was good. I like that, actually.
You know, the great thing about the popularity contest that is our presidential election is we actually do get some funny presidents.
I mean,
Clinton,
he's
Bush.
Not known for being funny, but he's had some funny stuff.
But you have to have enough charisma to deliver that, This showcases it. Although I do think that his stuff is a little more cutting. I mean, his is definitely, not that comedy hasn't gone that way. It has. It's totally shifted that way. But pretty cutting stuff, don't you think?
Yeah. Good. All right, the Daytime Emmy Awards have been announced. And Jen, what's the story?
Yeah, it's back. It was back on TV, Dougie, because remember last year it was on.
Oh, right. Yeah.
So there was a tribute to Joan Rivers, which is very cool because she kind of got snubbed during the Oscar broadcast. Right. And Betty White got an award for Outstanding Life Achievement.
Of course she does. Doesn't she get one every year?
When they want ratings, because Betty White brings the viewership.
Yep.
I was watching, actually, side note here, I was watching Hot in Cleveland over the weekend. It is such a great show. It's going off the air. If you don't watch it, you got to catch up with it. It's so funny. She's great. All right, Outstanding Drama Series, Days of Our Lives, and The Young and the Restless had a tie. Lead actress in a drama series went to Maura West from General Hospital, and then Anthony Geary got lead actor in a drama series. Remember him? He was Luke and Laura. He was Luke, so he's still around.
You know what I liked seeing, Jen?
What?
That Steve Harvey won for Outstanding Talk Show. I think he's very good. I think that show is very good.
Outstanding Talk Show,
good.
Informative. Steve Harvey did, former radio guy, of course.
Yeah,
and then Outstanding Talk Show.
He still does a morning radio show. He's on the radio every day.
Entertainment went to Ellen DeGeneres. So they had Informative to Steve Harvey, Entertainment to Ellen DeGeneres. Outstanding Game Show went to What is Jeopardy?
Jeopardy. Yeah, right. What is Jeopardy?
Writing for a Drama Series went to The Bold and the Beautiful. And then Outstanding Talk Show Host went to Kelly Ripa and Michael Strahan.
I don't get that one at all. I don't get
really?
Him.
Really? I like Kelly Ripa.
There's nothing about him that...
They do a good job.
Here's my favorite. Yeah. Outstanding Game Show Host... Craig Ferguson for Sweet
really?
Game.
That's
I
good.
Really like him a lot.
Yeah.
Outstanding Morning Program went to CBS Sunday Morning, and Outstanding Culinary Host was Bobby Flay. Grey's Anatomy, causing a big hullabaloo last week. Well, now fans have launched a petition to bring back McDreamy. Already.
Bring
Come
back
on.
McDreamy!
How
bring
do you do that? Back.
Yay!
Hashtag Dallas.
Yeah.
Hashtag.
That's right. Exactly. Bring everybody all back.
Same sequence.
All right, 51 past the hour. Jennifer, thank you.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hi, 53 at the hour now. Doug Stephan's Good Day program. A lot of people are talking with good reason about the president's jokes and the fun from the White House Correspondents' Dinner. This is the first time I can tell you honestly that I remember laughing at anything this guy has said.
Especially when he joked about Obamacare. That
right.
was funny.
Yeah. Right. And so it shows the human side. We are way too critical in this country of everything and everybody. The news media and politics have just taught us to be that way. I did chuckle when he was talking about what Dick Cheney said in his response, both appropriate. I used to say on the air frequently that George Bush, in my mind, was the worst president. Cheney was more of a player, shall we say, in what went on behind the scenes. And that was, by the way, one of the reasons Dick Cheney and George Bush don't talk to each other anymore. There's great animosity between the two of them because George Bush is, for whatever the reason, and it became obvious sort of the last year of his presidency how much he didn't
like being sort of corralled by these guys, Cheney and Rumsfeld, and so he just sort of pushed aside or pushed them back, but it was too late. But it got to the point where they didn't speak to each other anymore. And anyway, so the line that Obama came up with, I thought was pretty funny. I believe that he is the worst president, certainly in my lifetime, if not in the history of the country, but George Bush, and in our lifetime. I mean, you can go back to some of the other presidents, especially in the 19th century. We had some horrible presidents. Even 20th century, Cal Coolidge was a terrible president. You go back to Franklin Pierce or some of the ones who get, when you can tell they're a bad president if when you're taking the history of the presidency in the United States, they actually skip over you. That's when you tell.
But think about the vice presidency, that relationship, because mm-hmm. Gore and Clinton
didn't get along. Not get along.
And then how do you think that it's going to go with old
Biden?
With Biden and Obama?
I don't know. Here's a joke where the president takes on Jeb Bush and some of the others who are running for the presidency.
There is one issue on every reporter's minds, and that is 2016. Already we've seen some missteps. It turns out Jeb Bush identified himself as Hispanic back in 2009. But you know what? I understand. It's an innocent mistake. Reminds me of when I identified myself as American back in 1961. Ted Cruz said that denying the existence of climate change made him like Galileo. Now, that's not really an apt comparison. Galileo believed the Earth revolves around the sun. Ted Cruz believes the Earth revolves around Ted Cruz. Meanwhile, Rick Santorum announced that he would not attend the same-sex wedding of a friend or a loved one, to which gays and lesbians across the country responded, "That's not going to be a problem." Don't sweat that one. And Donald Trump is here.
Uh-oh.
Still.
All right. And he takes on the Koch brothers. This ought to be pretty good.
Soon the first presidential contest will take place, and I, for one, cannot wait to see who the Koch brothers pick. It's exciting. Marco Rubio, Rand Paul, Ted Cruz, Jeb Bush, Scott Walker. Who will finally get that red rose? The winner gets a $1 billion war chest. The runner-up gets to be the bachelor on the next season of The Bachelor. I mean, seriously, $1 billion from just two guys. Is it just me, or does that feel a little excessive? It's almost insulting to the candidates. The Koch brothers think they need to spend $1 billion to get folks to like one of these people. It's got to hurt their feelings a little bit. And look, I know I've raised a lot of money too, but in all fairness, my middle name is Hussein. What's their excuse?
All right. There was some funny bit there. Anyway, I thought those were a little more of our time to cover, if you will, all of that, or at least some of the sound from the White House Correspondents' Dinner. That's the story of this hour of Good Day, 59 after the hour.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Walland Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Walland Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall and Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal service.